Hello.
Good to see you again.
Thanks for having us.
5G is fantastic these days.
Don't start that again, Dave. The vaccine, we're both healthy. We're both vaxxed. We're ready for the borders to open on the December 17. A lot of people being prepared. But there are some afternoon teas happening today and tomorrow for parts of the community who we need to get more education to.
Yeah, that's right. So for our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community, we're having a couple of afternoon teas just to help talk through some of the issues around vaccination, bust any myths, see what everybody's feeling and answer any questions.
Now, Guinness is with you as well. Guinness, are you double vaxxed at the moment?
I am. Yeah.
I think this is like a current thing these days. Which vaccine did you get?
Yeah, no, Pfizer through the Hospital Health Service in Townsville.
Oh, someone's rich.
No, it's free, well, Dave. You don't have to pay for it.
I know, but just... Pfizer sounds so much better than AstraZeneca.
It's very true. I do like the name better. But, Guinness, let's talk about the Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander community. There seems to be a little bit of hesitancy about getting the vaccination. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a few concerns from our community members in terms, I guess, of some of the stuff that's seen on social media and through their Facebook pages. And I think it's from the early stages of some of that negative coverage. So for me personally, I think that's one of the main reasons, you know, our families are real hesitant and have a real fear about getting vaccinated.
That's not just in the Indigenous community, though. I think that's like the community at large, because it is very confusing.
What's new, I guess? You know, that's, we're always scared of change, aren't we, really?
Yeah, absolutely. I know it's Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people being one of the target groups or the high risk. And I know nationwide, it's First Nations rates for vaccinations are quite low. So, and that's across the whole country. So I guess for me, from a personal angle, I guess, and with the work I'm doing now in the space I work with, it was something that we had to contribute to trying to increase those vaccination rates. So.
Yeah, so there's a couple of afternoon teas, one happening today between 2 and 4 p.m. at the Jubilee Community Centre, tomorrow afternoon between 1 and 3 p.m. at the Andergrove Community Centre. We will put these details onto our Facebook page as well. I think it's we've got, about a month to go until our borders are open. I mean, that's now is the time. The government have been very much open about this, Dr. Alyssa, that people need to get vaccinated right now. This is going to come like a wildfire.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And we don't want people to miss out on being able to go to hospital when they have a heart attack or when their kid falls over and breaks an arm. We want our health service to be able to continue doing business as usual, as well as managing those few people who become unwell. So the fewer we have unwell in the community, the better everybody will be off.
Absolutely. Now, if there's Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community listening to us this morning, Guinness, and we know that they are, there's a big following on this show. What's your message to those people?
Yeah, please come down. It's, you know, the setup over the next couple of days with Dr. Alyssa's help and support is around having some experts in the room to answer any questions or concerns. That's the main reason we're doing this. It's being able to set up a platform that's culturally safe for our people to ask questions and without hesitation asking those questions. So, because we want our communities to make an informed decision of getting the vaccination. I think that's one of the other issues, that when there's a little bit of pressure put on people to get vaccinations, and that's across both mainstream and the First Nations community, people seem to, you know, put up a wall. So it's about answering questions, any questions that people might have in a safe environment, and then having them make an informed decision to get vaccinated.
Now, Will, I know you're in the background there. Just jump onto the microphone there. I know you're very shy, so I'm making a very easy question
for you.
Good
luck, Will. Good luck.
What does it say on your shirt?
So the promotional shirt we've got on today is hashtag jab it in ya, get vaxxed.
I love that.
Jab it in ya.
I'm using that from now on.
We should have brought some for you guys.
I would totally have worn that shirt. I totally would have worn that shirt. Look, it is important information to get out. Please, for the Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander community, this is for you today, Tuesday, 16th of November, 2 to 4 p.m. this afternoon, Jubilee Community Centre, again tomorrow, between 1 and 3 p.m. at the Andergrove Community Centre. Folks, thanks very much for joining us in the studio this morning. It's really important to chat about it, and we thank you for your time. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
There you go. You can hear that again on our podcast, folks, at triplem.com.au, Jay and Dave, for breakfast.